Blondie, the tide is high. Send that out to all the fishermen and women out on the water right now, hauling traps on the south shore, and going to be doing the same thing on the north shore after setting day tomorrow. Then we're having lobster from both of the shores.
Yes, yes.
It is Friday, and we are in a good mood. Surprisingly, Scott, in a great mood, despite the loss last night for the Leafs.
I think it's just
the
lack of sleep, really.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that game ended a little later than your bedtime.
Not only does the game end late, but then it takes me a little while to wind down, if it's especially a loss.
You need to film yourself next game, please. I want to see the many emotions of Scott Chapman during a Leafs game. That would be fun. We have our latest interesting Islander here, someone that I've gotten to know very well over the last few years, with her work at the PEI Teachers Federation as the president of the PEI Teachers Federation. We have Aldine Smallman here with us today. Hello.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you.
Now, it should be noted, we usually talk about if the person that's joining us is a morning person or not. Now, by default, you have to be a morning person.
I am not a morning person.
But okay. But no. You make it work?
I can make it work, but mornings are not my favorite time.
Okay, so you live up west.
I live up west.
All right, and where would you call home? What community up west?
Mill River.
All right. I don't know how many people have driven to Mill River. That's a bit of a clip, you know. You know, we like to complain about a drive to Summerside from Charlottetown, but that's a touch of a hike. And you do this pretty much every day?
Pretty much every day.
And you're not a morning person?
And I'm not a morning person.
Wow, that must take a lot of coffee.
It has taken a lot of coffee and a lot of other things.
Well, thanks for driving through the fog this morning, too.
Yes, it wasn't a very good drive.
Okay, well, you made a lot of sacrifices to be here today.
And not much traffic, but a lot of wildlife. A lot of raccoons,
okay,
bunnies.
A little bit of everything out there today.
A little bit of everything.
Well, it was a wild trip from Mill River today.
It was a wild trip from
Goodness.
Mill River.
All right, well, give us the background. You've been a teacher for a long time. How many years?
29 years.
29 years. Most of that in the western end of the island?
Yes.
All right. So let's give a shout out to your school up there.
O'Leary Elementary.
O'Leary Elementary. And we were there together a while back.
We were.
And it was like a homecoming for you.
Yes.
Right? We've gone to many schools to give out Teacher of the Month awards over the past few years. And everybody's always happy to see you. They're always happy to see me too, you know.
They're usually happier to see you.
I have prizes and stuff, you know, so okay.
So it's not O'Leary, you, it's the prizes,
it's
really.
It's definitely the prizes. It has nothing to do with me. Those kids don't know who I am.
He loves it.
But O'Leary was just next level. Like, you were in and out of all the classrooms, and you were like, oh, and people were like, oh, Miss Smallman, oh. It was awesome. Really good to see. And it seems like you've had a lasting impact on a lot of the people in the community as well.
Well, it's been a great run, and I guess this is my 29th year. So, yes, lots of smiling faces, lots of good times, lots of special memories, and having impacts, I'm sure, for lifelong.
Amazing.
For me.
I love it.
What is it you love most about teaching?
Well, in this position that I've been in the last 4 years, I have really missed the children. I really miss students. I think for every teacher, it's the heart of what we do and why we do it is for students. So I would have to say all kinds of students. They all bring their own things to the table, and I just love working with students.
We live for that that feeling when you bust through the door with the Teacher of the Month award, and the kids are like, oh, what's going on at first? But then they realize, and it's like so heartwarming. They're coming up, they're giving you fist bumps, they're giving you hugs. It's just such a rewarding feeling. Scott, we're going to have to get you out to do one of those at some point in time. Maybe after the Leafs get put out or something like that, right? We'll need to spruce it up. Right. All right. We'll have more with Aldine Smallman. Have you ever done a course on like meteorology with your students?
No.
Okay, well, you're going to do the weather next. So
okay, I will be prepared.
Buckle up.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday mornings at 9:20 for Ocean 100's Community Connections, brought to you by ADL. The Ocean
1st. Only at your local Dulux paint store. Find yours at Dulux.ca.
All right, Aldine, I know this is quite an honor for you to read the Ocean 100 weather. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Ocean 100 weather. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of +1 overnight. Saturday, mainly sunny, high of 11. Right now, it's 0 in Summerside and 1 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Thank you. Hired. That's a great job. Water cooler question from Robin's Donuts. 90% of this year's college freshmen have never used one of these machines. What do you think it is? Answer on our Facebook page. Send me a text. Give me a call right now. We'll have the answer coming up shortly after 8 o'clock. And someone getting a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. The Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar with help from Aldine Smallman is coming up next on Ocean. Lenny Kravitz, it ain't over till it's over. Ocean 100, welcome to the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Friday, last weekend of April is upon us almost, and then it's smooth sailing into May next week. Wow.
Hard to believe.
All the May things, May 2-4 weekend, the real turning point. Do you have any big plans for Victoria Day weekend yet, or have you looked that far into the future, Aldine?
I have not looked that far into the future yet.
You and me both. Weekend, though, and I will take it. And you know what? You and me probably deserve it.
Well, I don't know why we wouldn't.
Exactly.
What about me?
You deserve it. For sure. You deserve it probably more than us, especially after the inner turmoil you've gone through last night. And again tomorrow. Do you want to shout out your family, Aldine?
Oh, yes.
You may have mentioned earlier that some of them might still be in bed, but that's okay. We'll do it anyway.
Yes, sure. To my two daughters, one might be still in bed. My husband, Jason, he is probably in the shop this morning working on some equipment.
What's he do?
He is a potato farmer.
Ooh, staple of the island.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, yes.
So, potato farmer in Mill River, yes.
Potato farmer in Knutsford.
Knutsford. Yes. You got to get it right. You know what? Yes. One thing people from rural PEI hate is when like you generalize an entire area as one place and it's not.
Right.
I have made that mistake a couple times.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
So it's it's not.
You can't do that.
It's not in Mill River. It's in Knutsford. Get it right.
Yes.
All right. Well, I hope it's a fruitful day. The sun is shining now. All right. And going to be getting out on the fields here very soon,
Fog has disappeared. Yes.
Fog has disappeared.
Is it time?
It is. I'm trying to amp this up, Hugh.
All right.
Celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge. Are you excited, Aldine?
I am very excited.
I know you are. All right, I'll start ripping through this list. Don't forget today's draw day, too. Two Confederation Bridge gift cards going out that we'll draw for after the birthday list. Away we go. A belated wedding anniversary to start. Earl and Henny Power, 55th wedding anniversary from their loving family, grandchildren, and great-grandkid. 55. 55's a big one. Lennon Arsenault, 5 in Alma today. Love from Nana and Papa. Dave Rupert. Old boy celebrating today. Not sure how old he is, but he's getting up there. Trevor Evison from Tracy, Leslie, and Nathan. Happy birthday. Ty Arsenault in North Carlton is 20 today from Shannon, Derek, and Liam. Larry Richards, 59 today from Barbie, Luke, Jacob, Caleb, and the pets Charlie, Misha, and Kindy. Tomorrow, Haven Arsenault turns 8. That's from Nana and Auntie Desi. Patrick Lynch, very happy 50th birthday from your wife, Julie, children, Charlie, Marcus, and Matthew. Jacob Boyle, going to Parkdale Elementary. That's from Jane Ellen, Emma, and Danny. Ron and Ear celebrating today. Happy birthday, Ron. Hope it's a great day. Kelly Watts on the way to Westwood Primary. 50 plus today. That's from family, friends, and fur babies, too. Have a great day, Kelly. Jesse Ellis from Summerside. 100 today from Joan and Desmond Perry and family. Wow, Jesse, happy birthday to you. Beautiful daughter Katrina Ramsey in Campbellton is celebrating a 36th birthday today. Lots of love from mom and dad. Judy McDonald, happy birthday from all your family and the fur babies in South Rustico. 78 years young today for Judy. Daryl Shaw is 30 today. Orville Curtis is 78. And a happy wedding anniversary to Joanne and Brian Dempsey. 50th wedding anniversary there, too. Give them a round of applause.
Congrats.
All right, do you want to pick it up, Aldine?
Sure. Happy birthday to Parker from Love Nanny and Papa, and he is 6 today. Happy birthday to Errol Mills from Summerside, who's 47 today. Happy birthday, Rogan Hustler from Mama Donna. and he's from Summerside and 26. And happy birthday to Jack Gallant.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Jack is from Stratford, and this birthday wish is from parents Chad and Melissa, big brother Carter, and Winnie the Super Dog. I think Jack goes to Stratford Elementary. He's in grade 3.
Is that the Chad we know?
That's the Chad
that's
we know.
That's the PEITF Chad, is it?
That is the PEITF Chad.
All right, Jack. Yes. Have a great birthday, buddy.
And happy birthday to Sterling Crothers from Summerside. Sterling's 52. And Marguerite and Wayne Gillespie, 50th anniversary.
Another 50th anniversary. Yeah, I love it.
From Charlottetown PEI. And happy birthday to Kelly Watts from Dave, Brandon, Jessica, and Nicole. Happy birthday to Donna Shaw. And I guess we better not
say how old Don is.
Nope. And happy birthday to Dylan McDonald and love Nanny and Papa. And it looks like he's 5 today.
In Surrey.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, Aldine, that was a...
Well done.
Whoo!
Well,
man, terrific job. Some big celebrations there. Let's give away 2 Bridge Passes. Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Congratulations to Bridge Pass winner number 1, Bonnie McDonald. Happy birthday and congratulations. Also to Jillian Power. Congratulations. Yes, yes, a Bridge Pass coming to both of you. Enjoy that. We'll have more with Aldine Smallman coming up next in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
A low of 1, Saturday mainly sunny, and a high of 11. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. It's 8:04. School buses are out one more time this week. We have Aldine Smallman here with us on the topic of school. She's the president of the PEI Teachers Federation. And there's no school next Friday.
That's correct.
All right. I figured you'd have the inside scoop on
I
that.
I do have the inside scoop on that.
Do you feel they get too many long weekends? Oh, wow. Look at her trying to find the right words. No, I'm only joking. It's great to be able to have those PD days for the teachers to, develop their skills and find out what's going on in the wide world of teaching these days, right? Okay, let's tidy up the water cooler question. Another part of the show that Aldine says. She came in and she's like, do I get to do the water cooler too? And we were like, yes, you get to do the water cooler answer too.
Funny, sure. I don't remember her saying that.
I don't either.
I sure do. So the Robin's Donuts has a $100 gift card up for grabs. We'll draw for that in a second. 90% of this year's college freshmen have never used one of these machines. There are some great guesses on our Facebook page. A lot of people said fax machine. A lot of people said photocopier. People said landlines, which works. The one I was looking for, though, was a typewriter.
A typewriter.
90% of this year's college freshmen have never used a typewriter.
See, I learned on a typewriter, so that's why I go through about 5 keyboards a week.
Mm-hmm. That's me too.
Now, that could be our next TikTok. Watching Scott type. He is 2 fingers, and they are just screaming down into the buttons, like, with such force.
It's the hunt and peck method, is
it
what
is
I call it.
Hunt and peck for sure, but the peck is like so hard. It's, you can hear it 3 rooms over. Honestly, I'm going to take a video of that. All right, let's give away a bridge. No, let's give
not
away
a, bridge, a, 100, not a bridge pass.
A $100 Robin's gift card now to somebody that had a right answer. Sheila Marie McCabe, congratulations.
Oh.
Check your inbox messages on Facebook. You'll have details on how you can claim your prize in there. More with Aldine Smallman from the PEI Teachers Federation, our latest Interesting Islander coming up.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number 1.
CHTN-FM, Charlottetown. Better know.
That's REM, Losing My Religion on Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy Campbell, that's me, Scott Chapman, and Aldine Smallman here today. Aldine, who's your hockey team? Do we want to talk about that?
Well, I guess I'm sort of feeling like Scott is this morning.
You're a Leafs fan too, are you?
I try not to talk about it a whole lot, but I am.
You should teach that.
I'm a secret Leafs fan.
Should teach that to Scott, because all he does is talks about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All yeah, no, it's does. Nonstop bragging.
Yeah, yeah.
For 55 years, it's been nonstop bragging.
I have heard him go on about 1967 so many times.
Leafs fans have to be resilient.
Yes. I always say we
very
should play
resilient.
The games in
yes,
black
sir, full
and
of
white.
Character, that's
yes.
for sure. Full
we
of character.
Play the games in black and white were so much better.
Yeah.
We were just talking about your family and how great it is to be like a relatively new grandma too.
New grandmother.
All right,
I'm just in the club. It's 11 months.
11 months, and another one on the way too.
Yes.
What has the best part of being a grandma for like less than a year been?
We have had a few sleepovers.
Ah,
and
those are fun.
The longer extended time that you have with them, and then it's nice by, you know, 5 o'clock the next day that we send them back home again.
Yes. I was going to say, I thought you would say yes. Handing them back would yes. be the best part.
The grandparent
no,
way.
No, it's wonderful. It's the best club I've been in
oh,
so
that's
far.
Great.
Amazing. And another one on the way too. What's,
yes.
the, what's the due date around there?
I think it is their first anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So that will be, yes.
Milestone.
Exciting.
It'll make it easy to remember anyways.
Right.
You'll never forget the anniversary
no,
again. That's for sure. What do they call you? Are you a Grammy? Are you a nanny? Are you
right
a
now
Nana?
I'm Nan.
Nan. Yeah. My mom is is a Nan too. Nanny. So that's
but
awesome.
We will wait
that's
to
awesome.
See if that sticks.
And you'll be able to tell them as they get older about the time you came in and hosted the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
That's right.
With the super elite Scott Chapman and Darcy Campbell.
Among the great.
The super
absolutely.
Elite and the great. Wow.
It hurt to say it too. It really did.
Spring into a new look for your home during the tax-free sale at your Tignish Co-op Furniture Department. They're stocked for this massive spring furniture and appliance sale with new stock arriving.
Brewed deal. Your reward is waiting at Tim Hortons and on the Tim Hortons app.
All right, so I was under the impression that everybody knew that your daughter was pregnant, but I don't. We're not 100% sure
well,
on that now. So
they do now.
You're welcome.
Way to go. Way to go.
You're welcome. I didn't say if it was a boy or a girl. I mean, geez.
No.
All right, what's happening in the world of weather, Aldine?
Weather. Okay.
That's
well,
safe.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of +1 overnight. Saturday, mainly sunny, high of 11. Right now, it's 0 in Summerside and 1 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Awesome. So well done. I will undoubtedly screw up every time. Aldine, this has been so much fun. Hang out just a while longer, please. Ocean 100 Fleetwood Mac, that's Dreams. It's 8:21. Still a few more school buses out there doing drop-offs right now. So pay attention for the flashing lights. Slow down in school zones. It has been a pleasure chatting with the PEI Teachers Federation President Aldine Smallman. And we'll be probably heading to another school here before too long to hook up another teacher with their Teacher of the Month award, which
yes.
is always a fun time. Great to see the kids' faces and how happy and excited they get. I assume you're not heading back to Mill River. You're going to go right
no,
to work from here.
No, I am going right to work from here.
All right. That's a long day.
It's a long day. I may need a nap at noon.
Is it like a pay a toonie and it's casual Friday today at work or anything like that?
No.
No?
Okay.
No. All right.
No.
I thought you might do something fun like that today since it's Friday. Guess not, though.
No.
That's quite all right. I really, really appreciate you being in here this weekend. You're going to have some lobster this weekend, maybe?
I might.
Okay.
Maybe, possibly.
I'll tell you who's not going to have lobster. Scott.
Scott's not having
Scott.
Any.
Lobster. Scott.
But
will,
I may be purchasing some, yes.
You'll buy lobster.
Yes.
You won't eat the lobster.
You just won't eat the lobster.
Helen will be having some lobster. Yes.
Wonderful. And what a treat to be Helen. She
I'll
gets it
some,
all.
I'll have some KD.
You'll
no.
have some Kraft dinner. Kraft dinner goes good with another Leafs loss on Saturday, eh? Oh.
Everything goes well.
Oh,
yeah.
People hate me. Aldine, thanks so much for coming in today. Can't wait to see you again.
Thank
Lots
you
of fun.
So much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.